The show you're hearing is a previously aired program. Please note the featured discount codes may not apply. To get the current code of the week, please visit crossroadsofhealthradio.com.
The information provided to you on Crossroads of Health by its hosts or sponsors is for educational and personal alternatives. Statements have not been established by the Food and Drug Administration. They are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect, with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melanie Martirana. And now it's time for Crossroads of Health.
Hello, and welcome to another hopefully exciting episode of Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. Always real, always unscripted. And I am your host, Rick Simpson.
And I am your co-host, Melody Martirana.
So nice to meet you. Anyway, I'll bet you're all very happy that we don't use those quote-unquote radio voices.
What are you talking about, Rick?
We're so happy you can listen within all of us. It's very, very exciting.
Good times.
Don't we sound excited? I don't think it would be always real and always unscripted if we did that. But anyway, we're so happy that you're all with us today. Thank you for tuning in. We've had some really significant increases in our listenership and our web hits over the last couple weeks, and thank you for that. And we're going to try and, keep hitting home runs out of the field. Woo-hoo! With all of you. So we'll try and bring you good new information. It's really interesting to all of you. And so a couple of weeks ago, we actually had talked a little bit about our women's multivitamins when we were doing our thyroid shows, but we thought we should drill down, and we really didn't do all of you ladies justice if we didn't really drill down on the women's multis and talk about that. And that doesn't mean if you're a man, you shouldn't listen in, because there are men's multis also.
And they, you know what they say, ladies first.
Well, so there you go.
But yeah, guys, you should tune into this, because we are going to give some really good just general information about all the multis, but we're kind of splitting it into this week and next week. So you'll get part of the information this week, and then we'll sort of drill down a little bit more on what makes the women's formula so unique. And then when we dig into the men's multi show, we're going to do the same thing for men. So guys, keep tuning in, because this will apply to you and the multis that you'll be taking. And women, tune into next week, because then you'll get the rest of the information on the multis you're taking.
That is right. So hopefully this will be just good, helpful information for all of you. That's always our desire, is just give you information that's helpful to you. This show's not all about just trying to push products and sell things. We just want information that's good for you. And part of that is product related, because I personally take about 120 something pills a day. Yes, I'm a little bit OCD, but I do that because I want to enjoy maximum health, optimal health, until I'm very old. So products are part of that, but we just really try and just give you the information that's going to be the best for you to give you your best health.
Yes. So for those of you who may be new listening to us or who haven't checked out the website yet, the hub for connecting with us and always is crossroadsofhealthradio.com. You want crossroadsofhealthradio.com. There is a link there to the Ultra Laboratories website. Crossroads of Health, we talk a lot about the science behind the Ultra Laboratories products, but we talk about other things too. A lot of this show is also based on discussing current scientific research into nutrition and different things that are very, very current in this industry. And it doesn't always have to do all with our products. There's just some really good media information here. But if you want to read more specifics about the Ultra Laboratories products, you can go to our website. It's purely informational. If you want to find a local health food store near you, there is a where to buy section there, and you can type in your zip code and it will help you to find a local health food store. Now, the only thing about that is that not all stores carry all 100 plus products that we make. They usually pick and choose certain products, and some may carry 5 SKUs and some may carry closer to the 100. But if you want every single product that we make, shopnaturalproducts.com is our web affiliate, and they sell everything that we make. So they carry everything that we make, but they sell it at 10% off every day. So there's an everyday discount if you ever want to buy anything there. And I think their shipping's pretty low. It's like $5.99. And then we do something special here too for our listeners. If you listen to this show, whatever the topic focus is during that week, we're going to discuss the science behind various products. And at the end of the show, during our Getting to Know You segment, will give you a code that you can use to save an additional 25% off on shopnaturalproducts.com. Because if you're going to listen in and we're giving you good information and these products speak to you, we want to make sure that you're able to get them and get them easily. So again, if you're a health food store shopper, you can find one in your local area. We are in Whole Foods nationwide. We're in Sprouts. We're in lots of great mom and pops and other great chains nationwide. But shopnaturalproducts.com is committed to carrying every single product we make. So that's the hub.
And sometimes I might choose to go deeper than 25%
that's
off
right.
the already discounted
price. You got to listen in
and I have
that.
And I have to tell you, because multis are so important. If you think of a house, you know, a house built on sand is not going to last very long, but a house built on a good foundation is going to last a long time. The multis are the foundation of any supplement program, and not just any multis. I'm not talking about Centrum or Theragram or those things. Those are what I would consider. Those are, I mean, even if you had like a Rolls Royce multi and a Cadillac multi and a Chevy multi, that's those would be to me are like a skateboard or maybe an old roller skate. Okay. So I just, that's not what I would choose for myself or for my children. And we're going to talk about why our multis are really, even according to Dr. Mark Singer, who formulated these, are real Cadillac multis. And there's just so many reasons why. But anyway, every week we have talking points, which a lot of you are probably already aware of. Melody and I are looking at the literature every week throughout the week, and we find different interesting things that are interesting to us and hopefully interesting to you. And Melody actually found a really good one on folate and folic acid, and it really gets technical. I told Melody, please talk slowly because it is technical. And I'm going to sort of chime in because there's a couple points that I want to sort of chime in on there. But it's a great article. So with that, I'm going to have Melody do her talking point and then I'm going to get into mine.
Yes. And this talking point I really like because it does heavily apply to the multis. It also applies to the Be Healthy because we use pure methylated folate. Okay. So there are lots of different forms out there that some people still categorize under the folic acid umbrella. But really, folic acid is a synthetic that is used in nutritional supplements, and folate comes from food sources. But there's also various different forms of that too. And it's really important that you are taking the reduced form, especially people who have gene deficiencies with their MTHFR genes. So,
and ours is the reduced form, yes.
It is. It is methylated folate. We use methylated folate in all of our multi-formulas and in our Be Healthy.
Because I remember in chemistry, they had the redox reactions, reduction, oxidation reactions, electron donor. It gets very technical. But anyway, I did notice they have this cool little flow chart. I'm sorry, I'm just going to really interject here. But please note, fortified foods, standard synthetic folic acid, like you get in white bread, because when they take the bran and the germ away from the bread, they're taking away all the nutrients all the nutrients found in that grain. So then they say, oh, we're going to add back in thiamine, B2 and folic acid. If you remember like the Weber's bread commercials, oh, it has more thiamine, folic acid and iron than the other brand or something. That's because they fortified, but the folic acid you're getting is not natural. So, and that's what Melody's going to talk about, is how damaging that can be. So even though it's folic acid, you really want folate.
And yes. So this really is like one of those articles. The excerpts that I'm taking from it hopefully are going to be like little light bulbs for you, because basically for years and years and years, doctors were saying, take folic to prevent birth defects. But the problem is that people who have an MTHFR gene defect don't process things the same way. And over 46% of Americans have a defect with their MTHFR gene or genes. And that's an issue that will not go away. You're going to have it for your entire lifetime. Basically, folic acid, the synthetic, has no use biochemically in the body until it is converted into other forms of folate, such as tetrahydrofolate, formal tetrahydrofolate, 5-10-methyl-N tetrahydrofolate, 5-methyl tetrahydrofolate, or methylfolate. So I probably just chewed those up and spit them out. But in any case, though, you want your body needs to be able to convert folic acid into these usable forms. And some people really aren't able to do that. So even though it may have no use unless it's converted, it can actually be very harmful. And, you know, one of the great comparisons here is if you look at a compound, which is a known killer, which is carbon monoxide. Now, how does carbon monoxide kill? It kills because it preferentially binds to your hemoglobin 210 times stronger than oxygen, which means that your hemoglobin cannot bind oxygen well in the presence of carbon monoxide. The higher the levels of carbon monoxide, the less oxygen is bound to your hemoglobin, causing decreased oxygenation.
So this is why carbon monoxide is so dangerous, because your body's affinity to bind carbon monoxide is much stronger than its affinity to bind oxygen. So, and you can only bind one at this binding site in the hemoglobin. So this molecule is binding. So either you're getting the toxic stuff or you're getting the stuff that is you're supposed to get, which is the oxygen. So carbon monoxide is very dangerous because of that. So with that in mind, then the folic acid, there's a similar correlation, correct?
Yes, yes. So does folic acid do the same thing? And the answer is yes. If you examine how folic acid binds to folate binding proteins, these proteins carry folate around your body, the developing baby and breast milk, and folate receptors. These pull folate inside the cell and out of the blood in the human body. Folic acid, the synthetic, binds preferentially to folate binding proteins and folate receptors. This means that the folate binding proteins and folate receptors in your body, which are intended to bind methylfolate, are more likely to bind to synthetic folic acid.
Okay, so just to give an analogy here, so that would be like, okay, we got taxis driving all around the city, and you have wanted passengers and unwanted passengers. So like the deadbeat passenger doesn't pay his bill to the taxi, he just runs off. That's like the bad folic acid. They're getting in and
they're taking all of the taxis.
Yeah, and the good stuff can't get to the
airport.
So if you think about it, like that's kind of a simple analogy, and actually I just kind of thought of that. But anyway, but it's helpful to me because I'm a very simple guy actually, and I just try and give a good understanding. So we just realized that we're out of time. So with that, we'll be right back.
Are you feeling exhausted, irritable, and finding it harder to deal with everyday stress? The symptoms you've been noticing probably aren't all in your head. They may be connected to your adrenal glands. Most people need adrenal support, as our adrenals are constantly challenged through many factors, primarily stress, poor diet, caffeine consumption, and lack of exercise. The adrenal glands are responsible for regulating the stress response in the body by producing the hormones associated with metabolism, balance, energy levels, memory, circulation, and immunity. Adrenal Health by Emerald Laboratories is a raw, whole food-based formula with prebiotics, enzymes, and probiotics. Therapeutic dosages of a synergistic blend of the activated forms of B vitamins and botanical extracts that have been helpful to support energy levels, promote mental clarity, and inhibit fatigue. To learn more about Adrenal Health by Emerald Laboratories, visit www.shopnaturalproducts.com. Emerald Laboratories Adrenal Health can also be found at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide. shopnaturalproducts.com.
There are lots of good reasons to take a good quality multivitamin. Even the best eating plans can fall short of meeting all of the necessary nutrients you need each day. Emerald Laboratories offers different multivitamin formulas with specialty men's, women's, and prenatal formulas to meet individual needs. Each formula contains coenzyme activated forms of B2, B6, and folic acid, Albion Minerals, the gold standard in mineral chelates, vitamin K as MK7, and full spectrum mixed tocopherols, tocotrienols, and carotenoids. Folic acid is one of the standout nutrients in these formulas. 46% of the U.S. population does not process folic acid properly, putting them at greater risk for premature heart attack and stroke, depression, and even schizophrenia. Taking a once daily multivitamin is an easy way to fill in small nutritional gaps. Learn more about Emerald Laboratories' science-based multivitamin formulas by going to ultralaboratories.com. That's ultralaboratories.com.
Do you have a health question you need answered? Send Rick and Melody an email at questions@crossroadsofhealth.net. That's questions@crossroadsofhealth.net.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melody Martirana.
Welcome back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. Before the break, Melody was talking about her very interesting talking point on folic acid and folate and why you really want natural folate, actually really the L5-methyltetrahydrofolate form. Before that, we want to just remind our listeners, if you're just tuning in with us, you can connect to us through our website. That's crossroadsofhealthradio.com. And there you can get all our archive shows. You can connect with our partner affiliate where you can buy these products, shopnaturalproducts.com. So just keep that in mind. If you're just tuning in, you can always connect to us there. But with that, I'm going to hand it right back to Melody.
You know, another part of the reason why I wanted to talk about this in particular with women's health is, you know, a lot of women out there get pregnant. And folate plays a really key role in fetal development, but also in the health of the baby. And so the Annual Review of Nutrition published an article in 1990 that states a major class, the high affinity folate binding proteins, show a preferential and tight binding of folic acid relative to reduced folates. Soluble forms of the high affinity binders are present in serum and breast milk. Folate binding proteins serve to accumulate and stabilize reduced folate compounds in milk, and they may also facilitate the absorption of folates by the intestinal mucosa of neonates. If high affinity folate binding proteins are bound to synthetic and an inactive folic acid, what benefit is there to the developing baby? In fact, it would make sense that harm would occur, as reduced folates are needed for DNA production, balanced methylation, and support neurological development. How can reduced folates get into the intestinal mucosa of the baby if they're not bound to the folate binding proteins? For a moment, let's move away from folic acid in utero and see how folic acid affects breast milk. When looking at how breast milk is affected by synthetic folic acid, one cringes. Recent evidence suggests that the somewhat higher affinity of folate binding protein for folic acid than for the reduced forms may also decrease the bioavailability of milk folate. The markedly lower concentration of milk folate binding proteins compared with pre-fortification reports, along with detectable appearance of unmetabolized folic acid in the milk of even unsupplemented mothers, emphasizes the ongoing need to evaluate the potential benefits and risks of long-term consumption of folic acid fortified foods. This means that synthetic folic acid reduces the production of folate binding protein. If folate binding proteins are reduced, then the reduced folates are not getting delivered to the breastfed baby. If the baby's not getting adequate reduced folates, then their methylation and DNA production is negatively affected. Tough to have a healthy baby with decreased amounts of beneficial folate in their body. Starting to be more awareness out there about MTHFR gene defects. But there's still a lot of doctors out there telling people, just take more folic acid. More folic acid is going to do nothing but block your body's ability to actually absorb folate.
To get the good stuff.
Exactly. You know, and that's why we incorporate only the pure methylated folate into all of our multis and into the Be Healthy. And this is a really important point. This doesn't just affect women. This affects men as well.
Well, we don't, and we don't even use standard folic acid.
No.
I only use coenzyme folate. I don't even purchase it for any products we carry. So, but it's such a significant issue. And if you think of just that taxi analogy, if the taxi's full with all the bad guys, you can't get any of the good guys in, you know? So that's a really big issue. And incidentally, Mark Singer years ago, he said folic acid is crucial for brain development for the mothers out there and fathers with your children. And for years, it was just folic acid, folic acid, folic acid. Nobody ever differentiated folate, folic acid, you know, coenzyme folic acid. And these are huge issues. And so anyway, keep that in mind. We'll talk about that more as we get more into the multis. But I do need to get in my talking point so we can actually get into the multis. This talking point is related in a sense because it talks about saturation and issues, but it's really a completely different subject. This really deals with radioactive iodine. And when we all remember when the Fukushima plant in Japan melted down, and we know up in Northern California here, and we're in California, they sold out of potassium iodide overnight. And then people started buying our thyroid health formula because it has iodine in it. And I really didn't understand what the issue was. But this article, they write, iodine-131 is the most common radioactive byproduct of nuclear reactors, which is why in the case of meltdown in Chernobyl, 1986, or Fukushima, it is the biggest health concern. Practically, however, protecting yourself from iodine-131 is also the easiest. Being such a huge health concern for any country with nuclear reactors, huge stockpiles of medication have to be available if a disaster occurs. All these factors make the medication easily accessible and relatively cheap. And it really does need to be a medication. The FDA has stuff on this on their website, and they want to drive you, oh, it's prescription. All you really need is potassium iodide. And the reason I picked this talking point is because it deals with the same kind of issue with the folic acid. Your body naturally, especially in your thyroid gland, requires iodine. And so whatever iodine you're consuming through the food, if you're getting it through the air, whatever, your body is indiscriminating whether it takes radioactive iodine or non-radioactive iodine. So if there's ever a nuclear issue, people, they know you have to take very, very large amounts of potassium iodide. But what happens if you take large amounts, it saturates the thyroid gland. So when you breathe in that potentially radioactive iodine, none of it can be uptaken into the gland, and then it's excreted through the urine. And it's well known that people have experienced this. They have a lot of issues of thyroid cancer because you get this radioactive iodine in your thyroid gland. So when you take potassium iodide, it only lasts for about 24 hours. So you say, well, how long do I need to do this for? Well, you need to take large dosages for as long as you need to until the threat disappears. But it's just an interesting issue that your body has all these different molecules that it requires to function properly. And when there's a toxic thing in the environment, body's kind of indiscriminating if it's chemically similar. The same thing happens with cadmium in the air. I think cadmium replaces zinc. And so, you know, this is one reason that multis become very important, to have adequate nutrients in the body so you've got the right stuff. You got the right people in the proverbial taxi cab. So anyway, just an interesting issue. If you're interested in the dosing on the potassium iodide levels that you need, you can go on the internet and check that out. It's different for different people, but I'd leave that to all you listeners out there. But it's not a bad thing to have in your medicine cabinet. If something ever did happen, at least that's one way you could protect yourself. So with that, we need to get right into the multis, and got a few minutes here. So I just want to start out talking a little bit about our multis in general. That Dr. Mark Stengler, a lot of you have heard about him from this radio show. He is a naturopathic medical doctor. He goes through basically the same education that a mainstream medical doctor would go through. It's 4 years undergrad and then 4 years of postgrad to get your license through an accredited university. Keep in mind, there are correspondence schools for naturopaths out there. He is the real deal. Like, their Bastyr University puts out doctors like this, and the university where he went to. Anyway, it's on our website if you're interested. There's his CV is there, his information. But it's an accredited university, 8 years of college, what he goes through. And he deals with all the same kinds of chronic illnesses that mainstream medical doctors deal with. And he formulates all of our products, all the products we have. He actually formulates based on his clinical research. He's been seeing patients for over 15 years. He's seen tens of thousands of patients. He does blood work on these patients. So these formulas are really clinical formulas that we offer. And in the folic acid issue, we'll get into that more in a little bit, but we are the only multi out there currently. I've looked in health food stores, and there are no multis that I can find that use the coenzymated L5 methyl tetrahydrofolate form of the multis. Now, some companies are using something called folinic acid, and that is one of the folate forms. As it's breaking down the folate in the food, as it's breaking down, folinic acid is one of those that Melody mentioned. But all of those forms of folic, except for the L5 methyl tetrahydrofolate form, require the MTHFR gene. So no matter which of those folates you have, if you have the gene defect, you got a problem, because the MTHFR gene is required right before the conversion to the L5 form that we utilize. So that's the only form that actually gets you to the finished product that your body requires. So keep in mind, we're the only company that I'm aware of. There might be some medical lines out there, maybe with integrative docs, but in health food, no other companies beside the Emerald Laboratories, and it is the only folate that we use. So with that, we are out of time, but when you come back, Melody will kind of take us off and start us off with the rest of the multi information.
We often hear B-complex referred to as the happy vitamin. B vitamins are instrumental for maintaining proper health. B vitamins are not only what your body burns through to cope with stress, but they are also necessary for energy production. A deficiency in them can leave you feeling stressed and with low energy. Emerald Laboratories Be Healthy offers a superior blend of full-spectrum B vitamins in their highly absorbable, activated forms. This unique clinical potency formula contains a wide variety of B vitamins in the activated methylcobalamin form and folic acid in its activated methylated form. Studies show that over 46% of Americans cannot properly metabolize folic acid, even from food sources, if it is not in its active methylated form. Emerald Laboratories Clinical Potency Coenzymated Be Healthy is also gluten-free and additive-free. Be Healthy by Emerald Laboratories can be found at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health stores nationwide. Or to learn more, visit shopnaturalproducts.com.
The digestive system is a very important part to overall health. It breaks down the foods we eat and helps with the absorption of nutrients. Unfortunately, it is also the cause of many uncomfortable and even painful problems experienced daily by millions of people. So supporting the digestive system is imperative. Emerald Laboratories Digestive Health offers therapeutic dosages of full-spectrum digestive enzymes that help stimulate the body's natural enzyme system and to break down food, including gluten, dairy, and beans, which are among the most common sensitivities. Emerald Laboratories Digestive Health is a clinical potency broad-spectrum digestive enzyme formula that helps to stimulate organs of digestion such as stomach, liver, gallbladder, and the pancreas, and is a raw, whole food-based formula with probiotics and enzymes to help with digestion. Digestive Health by Emerald Laboratories can be found at Vitamin Shop, Sprouts, Whole Foods, and other health stores nationwide. To learn more about Digestive Health by Emerald Laboratories, visit shopnaturalproducts.com.
Visit www.shopnaturalproducts.com. Tune in each week to save an additional 10% off by entering the weekly code Rick and Melody Share on the highlighted products of the week.
This week's code provides a special 40% off, and it's birthday. B-I-R-T-H-D-A-Y, birthday, for an additional 40% off this week only.
The show you're hearing is a previously aired program. Please note, the featured discount codes may not apply. To get the current code of the week, please visit crossroadsofhealthradio.com.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect.
Welcome back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. I'm your host, Rick Simpson, here with my co-host, Melody Martirana. And if you are just tuning in with us, please keep in mind you can go to our website, crossroadsofhealthradio.com. You can get all of our archive shows there. You can connect with our internet partner affiliate that carries all the products we talk about on this show. That's shopnaturalproducts.com. So just please go there, check it out, and you can get a lot of good information there. But before the break, we were talking about our Emerald Laboratories multivitamins for women this week. And Melody's going to finish talking about the folic acid before we get into the rest of it. So, Melody?
This is an issue that really relates to both men and women, because any human being can have an MTHFR gene defect. Man, woman, there's no discrimination there as far as who will have these gene defects. However, you know, it affects men and women both the same, other than the pregnancy issue. So I focused a lot on how having a defect and not getting the right form of folate will affect fetal development. But having a deficiency will also affect all people who are involved by causing you to have higher homocysteine levels. That creates a significantly greater risk for premature heart attack and stroke. It's also now a known marker for development of Alzheimer's later on in life. It also affects depression, the development of schizophrenia even. So, you know, it's very important for both men and women to be getting the right form of folate in their diet. And like I said, there's 46% of Americans who have one of two different MTHFR gene variations. One of them is known as the MTHFR 677 TT, CT. And what that does, that variation causes you to only have 71% normal function of your genetics, which means that your genes are not producing enough of the enzyme to fully coenzymate or methylate the
folic acid that you're taking in or the folate that you're taking in.
Right.
And then the more dangerous variation is the 677 TT, which means that you're only able to produce enough enzyme to function at 34% of normal. So there's actually a 69% greater risk of depression and a 36% greater risk of schizophrenia involved with that. So, you know, I just wanted to sort of finish that up because this is, you know, we decided to focus a little more on the women's multis this week because it's Women's Health Month, but men, you guys are affected in the same way when you have an MTHFR gene defect.
Well, and this is probably one of the biggest health issues from kind of a health food perspective. This is probably one of the biggest issues facing us that we really have not been aware of recently. You know, years ago it was partially hydrogenated oils or trans fats and things like that. But this issue is a huge issue, and you're going to see more and more companies starting to migrate towards this form of folic acid. And currently there are only two molecules of the coenzyme folic. They're both coenzyme folic. One has a calcium backbone, one has a glucosamine backbone. They are both patented, so there's only two companies that can supply this material. So it's very expensive. I didn't mention that earlier. Standard folic acid, it's about $100 a kilo. This is about over $25,000 a kilo. And that's the reason companies don't use it, because it comes down to, you know, lowering your cost of goods, maximizing your profit margins. But, you know, we want results here. We're a results-driven company. And we're really thankful to Dr. Stengler for a lot of that because of his clinical information. But I do want to mention just briefly with Dr. Stengler, he actually went to the National College of Naturopathic Medicine in Portland, Oregon, if you're interested. So there's Bastyr, which I don't know if it's in Oregon. I don't
there,
know.
Actually, there's Bastyr, I know, is like, I think, in the San Diego area.
Well, there, but the original Bastyr
is
up in Pacific Northwest. And then so the National College of Naturopathic Medicine, if you're interested. So anyway, with that, we want to continue on with the multis. Now, one of the things with the multis is not just using coenzyme folic acid, but using the coenzyme forms of the key B vitamins that where it's really necessary, according to Dr. Stengler. There are companies that'll give you coenzyme forms of B1 and B5. And Dr. Stengler said, look, in my experience in my clinic, I don't see any problems with converting B1 and B5 to their coenzyme forms. He goes, where I see the issues occurring are with vitamin B2 specifically, vitamin B6, vitamin B12, and then, of course, the folic acid. So the coenzyme form of the vitamin B2 is the R5P form, the riboflavin 5-phosphate, which means your body needs to convert it into this form to go across the gut lumen into the bloodstream and to be effectively utilized. The B6 is the P5P form, the pyridoxal 5-phosphate form, same issue. And then B12 would be the methylcobalamin. A lot of companies use cyanocobalamin, which actually comes from cyanide. That's not a scare tactic. It's still B12. It's not going to kill you, but it's just interesting. It comes from cyanide. But so we use the methylcobalamin form, which is the coenzymated form. And then the folic, of course. And recently, Dr. Stengler went to another medical conference and he said, there's a new gene defect that doctors are now starting to do more research on. And he goes, you know how you fix this gene defect or how you deal with it? He goes, you deal with it with P5, PB6, and magnesium. And so it's just interesting. So it really, at the end of the day, when you're looking at a multi or any nutrient, you have to look at the forms of these nutrients. You know, B6 is not B6 all day long. There's, you know, there's conventional B6 and there's coenzymated B6. Magnesium, there's a bunch of different forms of magnesium. There's very inexpensive, cheap forms. Then there's very expensive forms. We use the Albion chelated minerals in our multis, which are the best minerals. They are the gold standard mineral chelates. We use them, quite honestly, because they are the best and they are the most effectively utilized. So when you have these gene defect issues, you want to make sure you're getting the right forms of these nutrients. So that's really key. And then also, please always look in the parentheses on the label when you see vitamin B6 in parentheses. A lot of companies will take advantage. They'll put the conventional form, then a comma, and then they'll put the P5P form in the second position, which means you're getting about 1% of the good stuff and 99% of the bad stuff. But then on front of the label, they give you all their marketing information, which is totally legal to do. So you need to look at the supplement facts and see what you're getting.
That's one of the things that really does make this, like Rick said, the Cadillac multis, because you're going to notice that all of the forms that are being used throughout these multis are the very best forms available. I mean, we've got so much to talk about when it comes to multis. We're really only going to be able to give you about half of it this week and about half of it next week. But, you know, Rick, did you want to focus a little bit too on some of the things that makes the women's multis stand out a little bit more?
Well, actually, I was thinking I was going to have you do that because you're a woman.
I am a woman.
And you relate to this stuff.
W-O-M-A-N.
So I'm actually
going to. Yep.
So anyway, so I'm going to let Melody talk about this stuff.
You know, and the prenatal is one that I'm just really very passionate about. And, you know, I have a daughter who's who's almost two. We're going to talk a little bit more about our kids a little bit later on in our Getting to Know You segment.
Yes.
Which we didn't even bring up this time. We've been so excited about talking about all the multis. But, you know, but when you're a mother and you're pregnant, you know, your whole focus is trying to have a healthy baby. And so women take these prenatal multivitamins and they really feel like they're just doing the best that they can do for their kids. And the reality is that if they're not taking the right form and they have a gene defect, then they're really not doing their kid any favors. And so I'm very, very passionate about the prenatal because fetal development is so important. As you know, I'm a mother and I'm sure my husband feels the same way as a father, you know, and all of you parents out there do too. You know, just all of the folate issues set aside for fetal development and for general health, there's some really great features about the prenatal. Not only is there twice the coenzymated folate in there for fetal development, but the prenatal also is the only formula that has albumin chelated gentle iron. Now, most iron out there is, you know, can cause constipative issues. Now,
well, let me interject. So ferrous fumarate or ferrous sulfate, those are the forms you're typically going to get. Those are just poorly absorbed forms. They're going to generally cause you constipation. It's very bad. The reason this is gentle iron, and I'm sorry, I cut off Molly kind
of. No, not at all.
Is this will give you zero constipation. I can tell you for most women that will be the case. My wife, she took even kind of a middle of the road iron when she was pregnant years ago, and it just was horrible for her. And we know, ladies, when you're pregnant, the last thing you want to do is be constipated. You know, it's just terrible.
There's already so much going on with the hormones anyways that can cause that to begin with.
It's terrible. And this gentle iron has none of those issues. So this is the one you want to take. And my wife, she tends to run a little bit anemic, so sometimes she'll take some extra iron, and she's never had an issue with this iron. We don't sell a straight gentle iron, but I'll tell you, you can go to Sprouts or most health food stores will have, it's specifically called gentle iron, but it's Albion's iron. So you can ask for either the Albion gentle iron or just the gentle iron. But if you need just an iron, you can get it at Whole Foods or Sprouts or somewhere like that.
Yes. And, you know, the prenatal formulas are going to be the only ones that have the iron in it. And the reason why is because pregnant women have a much higher iron requirement and they're at greater risk for anemia. So, you know, this is the amount. The amount that's put in there is the amount that Dr. Stengler feels is appropriate to meet those needs. But, Rick, do you want to expand upon why we don't put the iron in all of the other multis? Because a lot of people sort of don't understand that issue.
Well, we've had people call and go, well, yeah, I want to put iron in all your multis. Well, iron, if you do not specifically know that you are iron anemic through blood work, you don't really want to take iron. It can actually cause liver damage. Hemochromatosis is one of the side effects of too much iron. And so you really want to be careful with iron. And Dr. Stengler said, no, you don't want to put iron in the multis unless you know you need it. Now, when you're pregnant, you need iron because the baby's just pulling from your body so much. So you need the iron. But for a regular multi, unless you know you need it, you really don't want to have the iron in the multi. So that's really important to know. So anyway, and let me also mention in these multis, just the fact that these are, they all are raw whole food based, which means that we put all kinds of enzymes and probiotics, therapeutic dosages of the probiotics in all of the products. And I'm noticing we're out of time, so I'll talk about that a little bit more when we come back. So please stay with us.
Thyroid issues are becoming very common for people these days, and the prevalence may increase with age. When the thyroid isn't working properly, it can cause some real problems in our day-to-day life. The thyroid gland is responsible for energy production in the body and regulating metabolism. It maintains body temperature, influences immune health, hormone balance, and affects your mood and emotions. Thyroid Health by Emerald Laboratories is a superior thyroid gland support formula with therapeutic dosages of synergistic nutrients such as New Zealand bovine glandular powder, ashwagandha, selenium, and rosemary extract. Thyroid Health by Emerald Laboratories naturally supports the body's thyroid activity and helps maintain healthy levels of T3, the body's most active thyroid hormone. To learn more about Thyroid Health by Emerald Laboratories, visit shopnaturalproducts.com. That's shopnaturalproducts.com. You can also find Thyroid Health by Emerald Laboratories at Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, Whole Foods, and other health stores nationwide.
Nothing feels better than a good night's sleep. But unfortunately, many people just aren't waking up feeling refreshed and recharged. Lots of things can affect our sleep patterns, so we have to make sure we are supporting the body. Sleep Health by Emerald Laboratories offers support to fall asleep and stay asleep, along with promoting nighttime calmness and relaxation. Sleep Health by Emerald Laboratories contains sun-theanine, which is clinically proven to help promote deeper, better quality sleep without residual drowsiness. Sleep Health also contains melatonin in a therapeutic dose, shown in studies to reduce restlessness and daytime fatigue, passion flower to promote natural relaxation, and European lemon balm to help relax the brain and promote sleep. If counting sheep isn't working for you, try supporting the body with science-based ingredients. To learn more about Sleep Health by Emerald Laboratories, visit shopnaturalproducts.com. Sleep Health by Emerald Laboratories can be found at Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, Whole Foods, and other health stores nationwide. shopnaturalproducts.com.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melody Martirana.
Welcome back once again to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. Always real, always unscripted. I'm your co-host, Melody Martirana. I'm here with your host, Rick Simpson, today. And we've been talking today about women's multis in particular. So we wanted to give you ladies out there a little bit of extra information that's helpful to you. But guys, stay tuned in because, you know, we're giving some good general information about the multis, and then we're going to dig into more of the men's issues next week. And if you're just tuning in, if you've missed any part of the show or want to listen to any of the archives, check us out on crossroadsofhealthradio.com. You can listen to the archives. You can also link to shopnaturalproducts.com. Shopnaturalproducts.com is an online hub for all of the over 100 products that we make here at Ultra Laboratories, all of our additive free formulas by Dr., you know, that Dr. Mark Stengler formulates for us. So they carry everything that we make, but they sell it at 10% off every day. So there's an everyday discount if you ever want to buy anything there. And I think their shipping's pretty low. It's like $5.99. When you're a listener of the show, we're going to give you out a code at the end of this segment that will save you an additional 25% off.
And right? I'm probably going to throw in a better deal, better than 25%.
Really?
So stay tuned with us if you're interested. So hopefully you are. Anyway, I was just talking quickly about the raw, whole food-based nature of our products. That doesn't mean these are fermented or food source vitamins. These are our USP vitamins because that's what the research is based upon. We're a science-based company. That's what Dr. Stengler, he follows the science. So, but what that does mean is that we lose enzymes and probiotics and metabolic enzymes, digestive enzymes, probiotics as we age. And so we want to replenish those things for you in all of the Emerald Laboratories products. So what we do is we put sprout powders in there, which have a rich source of metabolic enzymes. We put a plant-based digestive enzyme for things for digesting carbohydrates, fats, proteins, cellulose, all kinds of different things. Then we put therapeutic dosages of both probiotics, both the acidophilus and the B. bifidus. So that's really key. Companies will often put just fairy dusting amounts of these things in because they, again, want it on the marketing panel, the front panel on the label, but you got to look on the back. So we're giving you just what Dr. Stengler feels are therapeutic dosing levels. Now, keep in mind, if you need just a straight probiotic because you've got a chronic yeast infection, you need to take a probiotic that might be in the billions. But these are, you know, like anywhere from 50 to 200 million CFUs per serving. So in our one a day, you're getting 50 million CFUs of both probiotics, of each probiotic. So that's really key. So anyway, just keep that in mind. We put that in as a value-added benefit. So when you take these, you get all those probiotics and the metabolic enzymes, digestive enzymes, because we realize that people need those things, especially with the antibiotic use in this country. And with that, I know Melody was going to jump into a little bit of the specifics on the different women's formulas we have.
We have a total of 16 multivitamins now. So, and several of those fall specifically into the women's category. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 that are purely women's multivitamins. So it's kind of cool. But we have a one-a-day women's, and we have that in a 1 and 2 month supply. And so in addition to all of the great nutrients that we've put in there that are non-gender specific, there's a few add-ons that really are more specific to women, which is we actually put in some additional antioxidants, some extra B6 in the P5P form, and calcium. And those are all things that women need a little bit more of to maintain their wellness. But then we move into the women's 45 plus formulas, and there's a one a day, there's a 1 a day, 2 month supply, and then we have a 45 plus 4 a day, which I love the high potencies. I love all of these, and there's so many people who just really love the 1 a days, but I'm such a high potency gal myself. Now, the great thing about, I just believe in building that really strong foundation. That's just how I am.
I figured the high potencies are 4 a day. Out of my 120 pills a day, I figure I can throw an extra 4 in there. Right? You know, I don't want a 1 a day. I got to take 4, right?
Yeah. So, but we give you guys options. You can choose what works best for you and your lifestyle. And the great thing about the women's 45 plus formulas is there's a few extra things that have been added in. I mean, not only do we have CoQ10 added in there, you know, you're getting the extra calcium. You're also going to get K2 as NK7. Now, the important thing about the vitamin K2, which is really cool, is that it promotes the production of osteocalcin. And a lot of people aren't really aware of how important that is, because most people over 45 are taking extra calcium to begin with. But the problem is, if it doesn't have a traffic director, sometimes it will go to the wrong places in your body. In this case, it may deposit on your arteries as plaque. That is really bad for your heart.
Yes.
You need it to go to your bones and teeth. But if it doesn't have a traffic director, sometimes it gets confused and takes the wrong road. So osteocalcin, make sure it gets where it belongs. Okay. It hops on the wrong taxi, Rick.
A lot of traffic analogies this week.
Traffic, so hopefully analogies that's helpful, this week. So. Now, and then the other thing that we've added to is there's broccoli that's standardized on sulforaphane. Now, the thing about broccoli that's so great is that it actually helps the sulforaphane there helps to detox the body of strange estrogens, which you can get from insecticides, pesticides, and meats that have been injected with hormones. Those are all things you don't want in your body. So that it's helping the body to also detox. Now, the other wonderful thing that we've done in all of the 45 plus formulas, so men, you're going to hear this again next week, is we've added Cetria brand L-glutathione. And Cetria is the Cetria L-glutathione is a master antioxidant. Now, the thing with glutathione versus the Cetria L-glutathione is typical glutathione would need to be injected in order to stay glutathione in the body. Normally, oral glutathions would break up into the 3 separate amino acids. You know, not saying there's anything wrong with those, but it's not providing your body with higher levels of glutathione.
Well, and the glutathione is the king of antioxidants. Yes. I mean, the other amino acids are nominal at best, but glutathione is huge value. But if you can't get in the bloodstream, it's not effective. So the Cetria actually has been proven to stay stable in the stomach acid, so it gets into the bloodstream. And there's human clinical trials to support that. Huge, huge product.
So there's just lots of really good special things about these multis that are going to be very, very helpful to you women out there. We're going to talk again more about the men's formulas. But Rick, with that, I think we kind of need to get into our getting to know you segment, don't we?
We're talking about our children's, actually for me, one of my child's first, well, you know, I'll talk about both child's first birthdays. And that's always an interesting one. You know, your new parent, the first child's always really interesting. So like, how's this going to go? And so we have interesting stories about, you know, you get the kid the cake and my experience with my first daughter, Courtney, I remember we were so excited over first birthday and we get her in a little high chair and we put the cake up there. And I'm kind of a messy. I just kind of dig right into everything. And I'm a second born. That's just how I am. So I'm just thinking she's going to dig right in. And she's just sitting there looking at it. And I'm like, come on, let's go. You know, put your, and I go and I like try and put her hands in it. And she's just like, yeah, really not liking this, Dad. Not liking this at all, you know? And so I'm kind of trying to dig her hands into it. I don't think she really cried, but she just really was not into it. Anyway, so that was my experience with Courtney. Then when Cassidy, being a second born, so when she got her cake, no problem. Digging right in, having a good old time. And to this day, Courtney's going to be 14 in about a month and a half. And Courtney is a real, she's a real neat Nick. She likes to keep her hands clean. You know, Cassidy, just the other night, her iPhone, her little button sticking. And I'm like, your button is sticking. And I said, look at your older sister. See, your button works just fine to shut the phone off. Well, it's her sticky hands when she operates her phone. I go,
she also always has like chocolate around her face too.
Man, you need to clean your hands before you use this nice electronic item. Don't you understand? So anyway, so that's my experience with our children's first birthdays. And then Melody, I know you.
This was a fun topic because Ella's about to turn two. So, you know, we threw a party for her first birthday and I thought, I'm not throwing her another party until she's old enough to remember because holy smokes, it was so much work and John was cooking the whole time, this, that, and the other. But we don't give our kids sugar. We just don't. Like, she gets, you know, natural sugar, fruit sugars, whatever. Every time, like, we go to a party, somebody's trying to feed her sugar, and I just kind of lighten up when that happens. But we don't really keep it in our house. So she got a cupcake. I put a cupcake in front of her for her birthday, and we took a picture of her, and she was all about digging in. But then, like, we got the picture, and then I wiped all the frosting off, but I didn't get quite all of it. My kid's messy. She's all about digging in, all about being messy, has no problem with it. We actually went to dinner the other night, and she was, like, trying to eat a cup of ketchup. And I don't even know why I gave her a cup of ketchup there. They put it with the kid food, but she was like just digging her hands into ketchup. So yes, my kid's a messy, messy Bessie. But in any case, our code this week is birthday, B-I-R-T-H-D-A-Y. It is going to apply to all of the women's multivitamins.
Yes, all the women's multivitamins. So what I'm going to do is instead of an additional 25% off, this week you're going to get an additional 40% off. So please take advantage, you ladies. And the next week, gentlemen, I suggest you listen in for the new code because I'll probably have something very similar next week for you. Because I really, as I said, they're the foundation. I want you guys to have access to these products. With that, we are out of time. So again, birthday, 40% additional off. And hopefully you'll tune in with us.
Shopnaturalproducts.com.
Tune in with us next time.